From right out of Studio A, this is Gonzo. Today's Memos from the National Affairs Desk. I'm your host, Dr. Jafarius Higgison. Hey folks, when you are blindly surfing the interwebs, why not stop in over at the new House of Days online store for the absolute finest in Gonzo art, clothing, music, and much, much more. Let your little fingers type you on over to www.houseofdays.com. And now the news.
News out of Parma, Missouri this week. After Tyrus Byrd made history by being elected the first black mayor of this rural town, things started getting a little weird. Hours before her swearing in last week, she got a call from a television reporter saying that four of Parma's six police officers had quit. So had the town's wastewater manager and clerk, who was supposed to administer the oath of office. Miss Byrd wondered whether she would be even able to take office at that point. The little town's staff had been whittled to five from 11. Randall Ramsey, former mayor, and the man whom Ms. Byrd defeated offered a cryptic reason for the resignations, quote, safety concerns. When the news of the resignations hit the news wires and then on Twitter, people quickly filled in the ambiguousness with explanations of their own. With the country still aching in a post-Ferguson debate over law enforcement in minority communities, many internet commenters wondered whether this was all about race. All of the people who resigned were white. Even Miss Byrd, who has not spoken to any of the people who had resigned, said it was difficult to even know what to pin it on. Asked if it was racism, she said, I don't know. Few of the players involved have been talking publicly about their resignations. Mr. Ramsey, who was said the workers had not given him a clear explanation for their quitting. Trish Cohen, the former police chief, who was one of the department's two full-time officers, shooed away reporters. Shooed away, by the way. She didn't shoot them away, I know. It's easy to jump to that. She said, shoo away from my yard. She didn't shoot at them. She shooed away reporters seeking comment at her home in a town about 30 minutes from Parma. Richard Medley, the other full-time officer, was more forthcoming. Of course he is. He's got testicles. He's got to foist them on out there for you to take a smell of, you know what I mean? His decision, he said, had nothing to do with race. He said that he resigned due to trust issues. Medley explained that Miss Byrd's father, who was a Parma alderman for years until his defeat in the same decision that led to Miss Byrd's ascension, had interfered with several police investigations. Mr. Medley said he was concerned that Miss Byrd would be just as meddlesome. He also said that he'd heard other family members of Mrs. Byrd's making threatening comments to police officers like, I have family on the city council. I'll have your badge. I'll have your job. He didn't comment on what the circumstances were in which they were shouted the threats. Maybe, I don't know, they were doing their job as they normally do in Missouri. Speaking on behalf of Ms. Byrd Wednesday night, her husband Adrian Byrd responded that everyone would be treated the same in the Mrs. Byrd's administration. Ms. Byrd had said earlier that she had no plans to overhaul the police department or other city staff. Parma is about 37% black and 62% white. Black and white residents both recall growing up alongside each other without problems. Today, people from both races complain about getting hassled by the local police. And Ms. Byrd was among those complaining. Shortly before the election, an officer tasered a 17-year-old relative of hers, and she was outspoken against what her family considered police harassment. But she said in the interview that she thought she had a good relationship with the mayor and the police chief. See, that's right there. I think that's, maybe we fill in the blanks with what Mr. Medley was saying earlier. You know, he was afraid of her being meddlesome. Hey, you. Stop tasing that 17-year-old. Shut up, lady. Stop being meddlesome. See? I can see it in my head right there. Quit interfering with our tasering. Miss Byrd, who also works as a missionary for the Church of God in Christ, grew up in the old town of Parma there before moving away and then returning about a year ago. Miss Byrd said she ran for mayor because many people were coming to her with complaints about damaged and rundown parks and also a lack of activities for children. I guess getting tased by the police doesn't qualify as an activity in Missouri officially. Many people in Parma said they questioned whether the town's previous leadership, the mayor and the police chief, mostly did anything to make things better. Some said they had asked in vain for the town to dig ditches to keep their yards from flooding. They complained about new police vehicles being purchased and driven out of town by officers who lived elsewhere. They questioned how the money was handled. The mayor admitted, for instance, to allowing town workers to borrow money from the town's coffers. The mayor said that the money would later be taken out of their checks. In an interview, Mr. Ramsey, the former mayor, defended his running of Parma. Quote, I did all I could with the money that was available, he said. Obviously, he did all that he could. Of the current controversy, he said race was not a factor, adding, it's kind of overwhelming right now. A number of residents speculated that the town's employees left out of loyalty to Mr. Ramsey, who lost by 122 votes to 84. And for those people, the reaction to the exodus was generally good riddance. We pause now for a breath. And now, taking a look at some more what the hell Missouri news. The newly elected mayor of a tiny city of 300, Clinlock, Missouri, was suspended on alleged voter fraud and locked out of City Hall before she started her first day. Betty McRae went to City Hall with the intention of firing multiple city employees. Instead, she was greeted by local police and told that she had been suspended following claims of voter fraud. Clinlock City Attorney James Robinson informed McRae that she had been impeached but refused to tell the 64-year-old the articles of impeachment. He later said she was only suspended. In early April, McRae was elected with 64% of the vote, or 63 of the 83 votes cast. She beat Mayor Darren Small's 18 votes. Since then, city leaders raised concerns to the Board of Elections and the Missouri Secretary of State, saying 27 people who are registered to vote in the city don't live there. Clinlock is located just minutes from Ferguson and was St. Louis County's first well-established African-American community. At one point, the city boasted more than 10,000 residents. Beginning in the 1980s, the population dwindled and the crime rate exploded as land was purchased for the expansion of Lambert-St. Louis International Airport. In the past 5 years, the city's former mayor was sent to prison on federal fraud and theft charges. The city's fire chief was sentenced to 33 months in federal prison for embezzling $140,000, and a convicted felon was hired as city manager. Business as usual over in Missouri. Seems to be that way.
It's an epic tale spanning two centuries. From hot air balloons to Ferguson. From breathtaking vistas to slavery. From fun amusement parks to the police force in a small town quitting over a black female mayor. And from speedboats to Dred Scott, look it up. And while you're on the water, don't think about that tree we planted for Michael Brown that we chopped down 24 hours after it went up. Think about boats. So grab a seat. The Show Me No Black People State is about to begin. Missouri, we're white, we have fun.
This is another one I wrote from the sick bed. I went on this macrobiotic diet as part of my recovery. And it was like, no wheat, no cheese, no dairy at all, no sugar, no chocolate, no reason to live. So I lost a lot of weight, partly because of the illness and partly because I was on this diet. And I actually lost a little bit too much weight at one point. And so here's a little song about that. This is a parody of one of my own songs. I was just wondering, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your butt was gone? If sitting in a wooden chair felt like tax and you found you had nothing to hold up your slacks because instead of a butt now you just had a crack, well, something would have to be done. Would you write Dear Abby for advice in a letter? Put a cushion in your chair to make it feel better. Try to fatten up with brie and cheddar. What if your butt was gone? If your butt disappeared, without a trace, and everyone looked all over the place. Why do you have that look on your face? Hey, it could happen to you. If that booty patootie, that sweet derriere, were now inexplicably no longer there, how soon would you miss it? How much would you care? What do you think you would do? Would you call me up? Would you fall to pieces? Would you make it the topic of your doctoral thesis? Trying to go out and find a prosthesis. What if your butt was gone? A butt, as you know, could be curvy or flat, dimpled or pimpled, skinny or fat, just like an opinion. Everyone's got one, but what if your butt was suddenly not one? If something should happen, hypothetically, what would you do? Theoretically, if something should happen accidentally or medically, what if your butt was gone? Would you call me up? Would you start confiding how you tried to make it grow with fluorescent lighting? How you had to give up horseback riding? What if your butt was gone? Would you realize there's a good selection? Shopping for clothes in the children's section. Go to your closet and make a commotion. Take all your pants and throw them in the ocean. Does your butt hang low? Does it wobble to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Can you sling it over your shoulder like a Continental soldier? What if your butt was gone?
And finally, In the lighter side of the news, a North Carolina man who died at age 81 had one final request printed in his obituary. Do not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Wow, what a jokester, huh? What a fun guy. Jill McLean, whose father, Larry Upright, died April 13th, said her family decided the obituary should reflect the staunch Republican's love of politics. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to Shriners Hospitals for Children's. And also, the family respectfully asked that you do not vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Granddaddy. I wonder if that's a threat. You think you'll show up in their dreams if they accidentally do vote for Hillary? You know, like a Freddy Krueger scenario? I like to think that way. Michael Upright, Larry's son, said his father would have been amused by the obituary. Quote, we know he's up there. We hope he's up there. Giggling right now, just laughing out loud, he said. Well, what a great little final prank from Mr. Larry Upright of North Carolina. Well, that does it for this week's Memos from the National Affairs Desk. I've been your host, Dr. Jafarius Higgison. Gonzo Today's Memos from the National Affairs Desk, copyright 2015. Come find us on the internet, gonzotoday.com. We're also over on Facebook and Twitter. And also, please be sure to check out the new House of Days Studios, a new webpage. It's www.houseofdays.com, all one word. Thanks for joining us this weekend. We'll see you next weekend. I hope you have a productive, pleasant week. Thank you. I'll leave you right now with some Gil Scott Heron.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That's it.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon. Thank you.